last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought. To the seal of the prophets and the master of all beings, the holy prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his household. I dedicate this program on the seal of his successors, the reviver of his faith, and the resuscitators of his mission, Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him, who shall fill the earth with justice and righteousness after it will be filled with injustice and prejudice. I thus hope for acceptance so that I will keep it as reservoir for the day on which I shall meet Almighty Allah.
In the name of God, dear friends, salam and peace. You're listening to The Last Savior. This program is about the life, personality, and the government of Imam al-Mahdi, the 12th Shia Imam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. In the first part, Brother Muzammil Zaidi will speak about one aspect of Imam al-Mahdi's life.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome our dear listeners to this episode of The Last Savior. I'm your host, Muzammil Zaidi, and we have been discussing the concerns regarding the occultation of our Imam. So people might say that since you recommended us to strive towards forming a just government. Before that, we told our dear listeners that the Imam is an occultation is because of the fact that if he was in this world and if he was trying to form the just government, which he is going to form, it is inevitable, then, you know, the chances of him getting martyred were really high, right? So question is, like, someone might come and say under the circumstances when the overall situation is not so favorable and we don't see Imam coming right now, we see all the oppression, why should we put ourselves in dangerous situation of trying to prepare for his return? Because didn't we say that Imam, if Imam was to come right now, since the condition and the situation is not favorable for him to return, he might get assassinated. So why do I put myself in that position where I risk my life when I know that, you know, things are not favorable to form just society? Why should I strive to form just society? And in response to this, it must be pointed out that a Muslim's action is in this connection should not be motivated by personal gain or some individuals. Like, I should not be putting my personal interest that, okay, what is going to happen to me, or why should I put myself in such a situation? But rather, it should become the goal. It should be the goal. It should be the motive of each and every individual, of every human being, of every Muslim who is looking to form utopian society, a utopian society that is going to be formed after the reappearance of our Imam. It is not a personal thing. It is not one of those things that, okay, I'm going to do it because I want justice. It should be the responsibility. It is a common goal amongst all Muslims, right? That they should keep striving to form a just society. They should keep trying to reform the different systems of the world.
Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, Allah, Allah, walhamdulillah, Allah, Allah.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Allah, Allah,
والحمد لله.
You can listen to us at parstoday.com/en. If you have any suggestion, our email is englishradio@irib.ir.
Seriousness of purpose in improving the conditions of people and removing the causes of injustice and tyranny in society are regarded as one of the most important acts of worship. A lot of people, unfortunately, believe that this thing of Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar are, you know, involving politics, Islamic political thought in your religion. Amar bil Ma'ruf, which means enjoining people to good or inviting them to do good deeds, and wa Nahy anil Munkar, which is forbidding people from doing bad things. So people think that it is just one of those good things, you'll get, it is one of those recommended things and you'll get reward for it if you do it, and if you don't do it, you are, at least you're doing your personal worships of praying on time, fasting during the month of Ramadan. But unfortunately, if we take these two pillars of Islam, these two obligatory acts of Islam from Islam, if we take them out, there remains absolutely nothing. These are the root of Islam, right? These two are the root of Islam, which are holding the whole religion together. We cannot say that these are the recommended things and we don't have to do anything with politics and religion. Leaving politics from the religion is going to give you a religion that was not introduced by our Prophet. And that's why we see that these things that, you know, fighting against the oppression, supporting the oppressed is considered as one of the best forms of worship. We cannot turn blind eye when it comes to the social maladies. We cannot turn the blind eye when it comes to the oppression that exists in our society that's happening on our daily basis. We are going to discuss this phenomenon of socio-political religious Islam in the next episode of the same program. Up until then, take care. Bye-bye.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way, my dream will come true. On my last breath, O Master, I'll call out to you. O Light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio, you're listening to. Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
This is the last savior which comes to you.
Who is the Mahdi?
Longevity.
His training for the mission.
Reasons for his continued existence.
Reasons for delay in his appearance.
Al-Mahdi, in light of hadith.
Al-Mahdi, in light of Quranic verses.
Women in the Imam's army.
The completion of knowledge.
The last savior.
We're waiting for you to be by your side.
The question comes to my mind, what next?
What next?
The final victory.
There are references to a person who will come as the savior of mankind.
(laughs)
I know he's one of the Ahlul Bayt and the last one, and he's going to change the world.
You're listening to The Last Savior. During the series of this program, The Last Savior, we'll listen to different traditions from the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, and the Imams. All of the traditions were related to Imam al-Mahdi. In another series of this program, we had Q&A, question and answer. The scholars answered your question about Imam al-Mahdi. Let's hear more about the last savior, Imam al-Mahdi.
The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, O people, don't you testify that there is no God except Allah? Muhammad is his servant and messenger. Hell is true, heaven is true, and that resurrection after death is true. They said they testified they were true. Thereupon he placed his hand on his chest, saying, And I testify with you as well. Then he said, Do you listen to my words? They answered in the positive. Thereafter he said, I will reach the pole before you, and you will join me over there. Look out how you will deal with the two heavy things. How will you deal with the thagalain, which means two heavy things? At this moment somebody loudly said, O Apostle of Allah, what do you mean from thagalain? The Messenger of Allah said, The first is Allah's book, whose one end is in Allah's hand and the other in yours. Adhere to it and do not go astray. The second is my progeny. Allah, who is kind and knowing, informed me that they will not separate from each other until they join me by the pool. I ask my Lord not to separate them from each other. Thus do not surpass the Holy Quran and my progeny, as otherwise you will be perish, and do not fail to pay attention to them, as otherwise you will perish. Do not teach anything to my progeny, as they are more knowledgeable than you are. Thereupon he took Ali's hand and said, To whomsoever I am closer than his own self, Ali is his master. O Allah, befriend those who befriend him and antagonize those who antagonize him. Religious scholars are of the view that this tradition contains the Holy Prophet's last will. Religious scholars similarly mention that this tradition indicates that from among Prophet's progeny, someone is always there until the Day of Judgment, who is apt to be adhered to and who can lead people. In the light of many successively reported traditions accepted by all Muslims, we have reached this conclusion. This community has one Mahdi, and it is a must to believe in him. Mahdi is from the Holy Prophet's progeny, whom we are required to follow and obey, not surpassing them in any matter. Mahdi is among those 12 persons whom the Messenger of Allah has introduced as his successors and the leaders of Muslims after his demise, and whom we are supposed to obey and follow, for they belong to the Holy Prophet's progeny. Mahdi is from the offspring of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, the martyr of Karbala. These conclusions drawn show that the earth is never devoid of righteous leaders. These righteous leaders, who are from the progeny of the Holy Prophet, are 12 persons. It is also clear that he is the 12th Imam, and that he is born and is alive now.
That's all with this program, The Last Savior. Please email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Let's conclude this program. We leave you all with the blessings of the Imam.
Allahumma.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. O Allah, protect your representative, Al-Hujjab bin al-Hassan, Imam al-Mahdi, and send salutation upon him and his ancestors, now as well as all the times. Be his guardian, protector, guide, and assistance. Help him in his path and be watchful for him till you let him rule over the earth willingly and cause him to live in it for a long time. The universe is a place where everything taking place there should follow a certain of natural cause and effect procedures. Hence, if one, even a prophet or an imam, does not have enough power and followers, he cannot accomplish his mission. Imam al-Mahdi also is not accepted. As a result, he will come when he has enough followers and when the world is so prepared to let him fulfill his mission in the best way. The reason, or one of the reasons, that his appearance is postponed is this.
وَتُمَتِّعَهُ فِيهَا طَوِيلًا